Darts has never been more popular than it is today. It's easy to get into, the games are quick, and the atmosphere is electric. There's a very special star-studded darts tournament taking place in Manchester this Saturday, which will see one celebrity take on one of the game's legends. One of the stars who will be sharpening their darts is Coronation Street's Shane Ward, and he joins me on the line to look ahead to the tournament. Welcome, Shane. I tell you what, you've been a busy lad since you moved on to Coronation Street, haven't you? Romances, affairs, you've even given away a kidney. I mean, that's a lot by anyone's standards, isn't it?
See, that's what us monks do, you see. We're very, very generous. I'm missing a kidney, but it's been good. It's been a great response so far. I've been there nearly 3 years at Corrie now, so yeah, been a great time.
And of course, you know, that fan base that you had, they moved across with you, I think, didn't they?
They did. I've always had such a wide variety of, obviously, age-wise, people coming to us. My show was back in the day when I was singing. But definitely with Coronation Street now, I'm actually no longer Shane Ward. I'm now Aidan Connor. So it's not too bad because I kind of answer to both now. It's just a natural reaction.
And you're involved in the Platinum Darts Celebrity Tournament this weekend. It's not the only event of its kind in the Northwest, is it?
It's not. I mean, I heard you saying I was there about a legend of the game. You know, obviously, I don't think we're going to be anywhere near his standards. And that's John Lowe. You know, he's a three times world champion, and he's just going to be. I think all of us are going to be in awe watching him play that night. But I don't think we're going to be obviously throwing darts in the same place like he does and getting a nine dart finish. So I doubt that.
Just take us through the other stars then who'll be on the hockey. I mean, there are a couple of your Corrie mates involved in this, aren't there?
There is, yeah. What I decided to do, obviously, when I sat down with the organiser of this, is that I wanted to bring Richard Hawley on board, who plays my dad, Johnny Connor. You know, so me and him have obviously been practising just above one of the shops on Corrie. I kind of let it out now, so hopefully they don't take down the board. we've got Ashley Taylor-Dawson, who is an actor in Hollyoaks, a good friend of mine. Lee Latchford-Evans, if you're a Steps fan, you'll know Lee. He's a great guy. We've got Roy Evans, you know, ex-Liverpool manager. So, yeah, there's quite a wide variety of people. And, of course, you know, we all get to play against each other. And we've got Kevin Cooper, who is the organiser of this. As well as he's going to be playing too. He's an ex-Wimbledon footballer. So, yeah, we're all going to obviously have a tournament against each other, and the winner of that then gets to play the legend that is John Lowe.
And what's the format on the night then, Shane? Will you all play each other, or is there a draw to decide who plays who?
No, that's what it is, you see. We're going to have, I think we're going to go for maybe 301s, because yeah. I think a lot of us are not going to be able to hit the board. But yeah, obviously we're going to have little tournaments, and then obviously John is going to be playing the overall winner between us and the other celebrities. So yeah, it's going to be a great night. I've not seen anything like this in a while. Up north, where you know fans get to come and see their favourite people off the telly, and just have a great night. I've watched for years the darts on telly, and I've always wanted to be one of those people in the crowd. So now we get to kind of create that for some people in Manchester for a Saturday night, and it's something that's different.
And of course, at one time, you celebs would be kicking a ball around on a pitch, wouldn't you? Is this the new celebrity football, celebrity darts?
Exactly, yeah. No, with Platinum Celebs, and obviously Kevin Cooper, he's brilliant. He's raised like thousands upon thousands of pounds for different charities from different football clubs. And that's what we do. But yeah, I just said to him one night, you know, it'd be great just to organise something to do with darts. So something that's a little bit different than the typical, you know, football match, charity football match, which people go to. And on this one, of course, there's alcohol involved. You know, there's going to be people obviously dressing up fancy dress in the background. Hopefully we'll get 180. We don't know yet. but we've made sure we've got a good adjudicator there as well, because we need someone who can add up, because obviously they're not going to be drinking.
John Gilmore and friends make your weekday afternoons.
John Gilmore
on BBC Radio Lancashire.
Now, just before we went to the travel news, I was chatting on BBC Radio Lancashire to Shane Ward, involved, of course, this weekend in a big charity darts game. Is darts one of your favourite sports then, Shane?
It is. I mean, I've always loved watching it on the television. And like I said, when I've watched it for years and my family as well, it wasn't necessarily playing it. It was just that sort of to be having an absolute ball in the background with all those people supporting people like Phil the Power Taylor, Dracula, and things like that. And also one of our other main players that's going to be playing tonight is Simon Gregson, who is who plays Steve McDonald. So, it's just going to be a fantastic night. And it's just all about having a laugh. There'll be great music, there'll be great food, and just an absolute giggle of watching us trying to basically hit the board. So it's going to be good.
I noticed a trail the other night for Simon Gregson in a ghost hunting program at the moment. I think he reached the final, did he? Was it?
He won it.
Did he win it? Wow.
Yeah, I see. I think his trophy is a gold goblin of some sort.
He'll be bringing that on the cobbles, will he?
Yeah, it will be. I'm sure he'll be bringing it down to the darts match as well, just to let us know that he's a bit of a winner. So.
Brilliant. Have you ever won anything? Trophy-wise,
geez, let me think. I guess, winning the crown of X Factor 2005.
Well, that was wasn't it? That was a big one, wasn't it?
That was a massive, massive one for me, yeah, absolutely.
That was obviously life-changing for you, wasn't it? That?
Oh, yeah, back in the day, 2005, I was 21 years old. And, it just completely changed everything, threw my world upside down in the best way possible. And I've had an absolute ball since, you know. I started off in the X Factor, won that show, and now I'm on the biggest soap in the UK, you know what I mean? Coronation
Street. Doesn't get any bigger than that. Do you have to pinch yourself sometimes?
Oh, yeah, and you do, and you absolutely do. I can be stood outside, obviously, my work, which would be Underworld. And then I can look across the road, I can see the Rovers, I can see William Roach walking past, Barbara Knox. And it's just like, this is absolutely crazy, because I've watched these people since I was a child, and now I'm on there with them. So, yeah, it's definitely a brilliant show to be part of.
Well, I'll tell you what, best of luck for Saturday night. Tickets, £25. You also get refreshments for that. Chicken and chips, I think, is that in the basket, I wonder?
It is, yeah. We're keeping it all really nice, natural. No sit-down meal, so you don't have to wear a tuxedo or anything. It's about coming there, having a giggle, supporting your favourite celebrity, and, yeah, just walking away with a smile on your face on a great Saturday night out.